also sponsored by CMNR Development, ITG Village, Fireplaces Plus of Oklahoma in Dewey, and Enterprise Odd Store. Once again, the numbers to call, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's consumer calls. And good morning and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and once again, the numbers are 918-336-1400 and the toll-free 1-800-749-5936. And we're looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away here on Consumer Calls. No business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses and box springs. You may ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And we're here till 9:30, wide open lines, 918-336-1400. With that, I'll be right back.
Food is the subject on the Dining Guides between 11 and noon, Monday through Friday, on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM KREG. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, El Rey del Burrito Express, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, Avila's Mexican Buffet, Speedy Drinks, and KFC, all in Bartlesville, CV's in Dewey, and Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop. The Dining Guides on 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 KREG.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. I have a question for you. Do you shout at the radio or TV when watching or listening to a game? Well, if you do or you don't, please give me a call and let me know. 918-336-1400. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link, or go to K1KYFM KRIG KPGM Facebook page, and you can vote there. And our poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. Our time now, 9:15. You're listening to Consumer Calls, wide open lines, 918-336-1400, toll-free, 1-800-749-5936. Looking for items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Somebody has a free refrigerator for the asking, 918-766-1908, and it's on the 2300 block of Mountain Drive on Circle Mountain, and again, that's a free refrigerator for the asking. Please call 918-766-1908. And Enterprise Sod Store is looking for a CDL driver for a bobtail truck driver. For applicants, call Enterprise Sod Store in Bartlesville, 918-333-6888. And these are some things I'm passing along to you. Somebody has a refrigerator for free for the asking. It's repairable, so if you do pick it up, you can repair it and sell it or keep it. It's a like a double-wide one, and it's in an upstairs apartment downtown and needs to be hauled away, or you can take it for free. 918-332-2414. And our time now is 9:16. With that, I'll be right back.
Your attention, please. The K1 Cooking Extravaganza is back for another great show at the Bartlesville Community Center, April 20th. Join us as we welcome local celebrity chefs to the stage, demonstrating their favorite recipe. If you purchased a 2020 general admission ticket, exchange it at the Bartlesville Community Center box office or reserve seat at the 2021 show. Select early for your choice of location. The BCC is leaving open seats between families and skipping rows for social distancing. 2021 reserved tickets go on sale sale at the BCC box office starting March 15th. All VIP tickets are at the K1 studio. For more information, call Tina, 918-336-1001. We're starting the vendor booth browsing of local businesses at 3 p.m. to accommodate social distancing. Masks are encouraged. The stage show will begin at 6:30. Enjoy your 2021 goodie bag and cookbook that we've created from recipes submitted by you. And join us at the K1 Cooking Extravaganza, Tuesday, April 20th at the Bartlesville Community Center.
Remember your high school days? Those are memories you can never forget. Join students of the senior class of Dewey High School as they reminisce about their school days this Saturday afternoon on KWON AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Join students Kylie Rodriguez, JC Pierce, Sarah Brown, and Daniel Cross from Dewey High School when they'll be here this Saturday for Class Day to entertain you with conversation and their favorite music. Class Day is brought to you by Bartnett IP, LPL Painting, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Arvest Bank, Patriot GMC, and Regent Bank. Tune in for music and memories during Dewey High School Class Day this Saturday afternoon on KWON AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Wide open lines, 918-336-1400 and our toll-free number 1-800-749-5936. Looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. No business advertising, licensed to running vehicles, real estate, guns, and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. Now, you can ask for those things, just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. We'll talk about garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales, fundraisers for your church, school, club, any kind of organization you belong to, nonprofit. And we'll always talk about community events that's happening in Bartlesville and our surrounding towns and areas. With that in mind, let's go ahead and take a quick check of our weather.
A cold front has entered part of the area and will stall just south of Bartlesville. This will create a very broad range of temperature. If you're north of the boundary today, that would be most of the listening area, it'll stay rather cool. We've lowered the temperatures into the lower 50s with north winds at 10 to 25 miles per hour. There will be a chance this morning for scattered showers and a rumble of thunder. Then tomorrow morning, another opportunity for showers and storms. Highs tomorrow to the upper 50s near 60. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News 9/6's Alan Crone.
Thank you, Alan, for the weather update. Right now, it's 48 degrees and cloudy and going to be pepping out some rain here pretty soon. It's probably drizzling out there right now as we speak. Looking for a high of around 55 with a low of 46. And then tomorrow, a 90% chance of thunderstorms and showers with a high looking for 64 and a low of 54. And Saturday, pretty much the same thing, only a little bit higher, about 72 with a low of 54. You're listening to Consumer Calls. Wide open lines, 918-336-1400 and our toll-free 1-800-749-5936. With that, I'll be right back.
Congratulations to Moxie on Second for being selected as our business of the day. Today, the staff at Moxie on Second will enjoy a dozen donuts, compliments of the radio station. And those donuts are from Sal's Daylight Donuts, located across the street from Homeland on Frank Phillips. How do you get to be business of the day? Just nominate your business to your Bartlesville radio station sales representative. Then listen to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM, Monday through Friday as we announce the winner. Keep up the good work from your friends at Bartlesville Radio.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio at bartlesvilleradio.com with the names and dates, because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio at bartlesvilleradio.com with the name and date and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. 48 degrees out, 921. It is now time for our Oklahoma Energy Report, a three-minute report. And then right after that, we'll do our doggone report. I'll be back with you with more Consumer Calls in about 5 minutes.
How do you see the glass? Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ad Network. The old "is the glass half empty or half full" question is very much in vogue when it comes to oil prices, which gyrated Wednesday between gains and losses as the view of the glass kept changing. First, the Energy Information Administration came out with a report that showed U.S. crude inventories rose by far more than expected, the second week in a row that's happened, and in the past two reporting weeks, inventories have risen by more than 34 million barrels. But while U.S. oil production has made a comeback from the winter storm that hit oil-rich states, refineries are having a tough time, and that has dropped gasoline and diesel levels by more than expected, offsetting, at least in some traders' eyes, the rise in oil inventories. The thinking is that once refineries get back to full operation, things will balance out. But mixed up in all this Wednesday are remarks by Russia's deputy prime minister that plus members of OPEC Plus are more concerned with market share than keeping prices high, meaning they may cheat on the current production cuts. So, after swinging up and down all day, the NYMEX April crude contract ended up 0.7% to $64.44 a barrel. The weekly report on U.S. natural gas inventories comes out today. Natural gas broke its losing streak on Wednesday, rising 1.1% to $2.69 a million BTUs. The Biden administration wants to see more mining for energy, but it's not oil and natural gas, admitting that the U.S. is dependent on China for the minerals needed for electric vehicles. The U.S. Energy Secretary says the U.S. has to up mining for lithium, rare earths, and other needed minerals, calling the present situation untenable. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, exciting news. The Beef Checkoff going to be able to partner up with NASCAR. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. We are so excited that it has officially been announced. The Federation of State Beef Councils, on behalf of the Beef Checkoff, is partnering with the Daytona International Speedway to sponsor the 40th season opening race for NASCAR Xfinity Series, the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300. The event is set for 4 p.m. start on February 13th, the day before the 63rd annual Daytona 500. But to build upon the sponsorship, we are thrilled to announce the Oklahoma Beef Council, in partnership with other state beef councils, is providing additional support of on-site promotions as well as television for this historic event. And it is the second time in 2 months the Beef Checkoff will be returning to television. Once again, it was the right project at the right price at the right time.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for you by going to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
And it's time for a doggone report. For a complete listing of our lost or found animals on our report, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the Community tab, it'll open up. Then click on the doggone link, and you can see everything there. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. It's a free service. Click on the Submit tab, it'll open up. It'll have a form there. You answer questions, fill out the form, and at the end you'll have an opportunity to upload a picture if you'd like. Once you hit that submit button, it does not go to the website. It does go right to us, and we take care of what we need to, so be very patient. You can still call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us. We'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. But if you don't want to do any of that, you can email me. That's Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Nothing to report today, so that's a good thing. And with that, I'll be right back.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
Hey, Danae, looks like you've been working out.
You're right, I have, Frederick. I'm just getting ready for K-Life's Run the Ville 10K on March 27th.
Danae, how do I get involved?
You can go to bartlesville.klife.com, and on our homepage, there will be a link to the race website where you can register there.
How much does it cost?
$40.
What do I get with that?
So you're going to get a cool K-Life Run the Ville t-shirt, as well as a medal if you complete the race.
If I want more details about the run, where do I go?
You can go to our website, bartlesville.klife.com, or call 407-683-1337 for more details.
Join us weekday mornings for One-on-One with a Professional on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Tune in at 9:30 the second and fourth Monday for City Matters. First and third Mondays at 9:30, Bartlesville Health and Rehab will be in. Tuesdays at 9:30, tune in with Dr. Carrie Williams from Med Club Bartlesville for Health Talk. The first Wednesday at 9:30, Green Country Village Senior Living Community will talk about senior living. Join OKM Music on the first Wednesday of the month at 9:45. For all your entertainment info. On the second and third Wednesday of the month at 9:30, Sean Allier with Christian Practices will be in. On the first Wednesday of the month at 9:45, Regent Bank comes in. On the second Wednesday at 9:45, go one-on-one with Dewey City Manager Kevin Treese. Join K1 Car Talk with the Dunge's Family of Autos every Thursday morning at 9:45. Fridays at 9:30, join Legislators for Capital Calls presented by Phillip 66. And at 9:45, join us for Bruin Buzz with Bartlesville AD Thad Dilbeck. Keep informed with One-on-One with a Professional, exclusively on K1.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Probably not enough time to take a call, but don't worry, I'll be back in tomorrow with more of Consumer Calls at the same time. That's 9:10 till 9:30, and then on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3, and looking for your calls. And anyway, have a beautiful day. Stay warm. It's a little chilly out there, so take a sweater or a light jacket with you to work, and stay out of the rain. Anyway, have a beautiful day. I will talk to you tomorrow with more Consumer Calls. Stay well, and have a blessed day.
All of a sudden, I can hear this racket over my head and this scratching and thumping and bumping and what could only be a bird falling into the stovepipe of our wood stove.
Kim Meter on Focus on the Family Minute.
And so I put a towel over the door and reached in carefully and drew her out. And I walked outside into the brilliant sunlight and just opened my fingers slowly. And she didn't ask questions. She didn't ponder. She flew hard and fast into the freedom that was offered her, and she never looked back. And I